23 states, nearly half the country. On Monday afternoon, that's how many were under some kind of warning or advisory for wind related to Hurricane Sandy. This is the view of Sandy from the International Space Station. It's huge. All that white stuff, that's Sandy's wind field. If that were a country, it would be the 20th biggest country in the world. But you really start to understand its power and intensity when you're on the ground. The rain is torrential, and the wind, yesterday it was consistently blowing at about 90 miles per hour. Then there's something called the storm surge. That's the combination of a storm and high tide. You see those waves off the coast of Massachusetts? Storms like this drive those waves higher. Some areas were expecting a storm surge 11 feet above normal high tide. That could lead to severe flooding. Some officials say that the damage from Hurricane Sandy could be unprecedented. One government model says we could be looking at more than $7 billion in damages, and that's just from the wind. When it comes to storms that make landfall in the northeastern U.S., this is the one all the others get compared to, the Long Island hurricane of 1938. One of the things that experts look at when they're measuring hurricanes is the low pressure reading. Usually, the lower the pressure, the stronger the storm. The 1938 hurricane had a low pressure reading of 946 millibars. Sandy's low pressure reading, 943. I asked CNN's Chad Myers about the comparison between these two storms.
The problem with this storm, Carl, is that people took it as a Category 1. It had the pressure of a Category 2 or 3. The wind field of a Category 1 hurricane, but yet the surge of a Category 2 or 3. When it got north of Cape Hatteras and kept getting stronger, the pressure of this storm was deeper. It was a stronger storm than the 1938 storm that just rolled right over Long Island. This was always a dangerous storm. We knew it in the pressure. Sometimes you just can't tell people, hey, it's a Cat 1, take cover, because they say, it's just a Cat 1, we don't care. This was much, much more than a Category 1 hurricane.
All right, thanks, Chad. There's something else going on with Hurricane Sandy that could make its impact even worse. It's the possibility that this could turn into a superstorm. Now, let me show you what we mean by that. There's Sandy spinning off the East Coast, and that high pressure system is keeping it from moving out into the Atlantic. Then there's this cold front moving in from the west. What happens is that when the cold air and the warm air meet up, it makes Sandy more powerful. And you can see there, it keeps the storm in that same area, just sitting right over that part of the country. When it's all said and done, Sandy could end up affecting up to 60 million people. Some states had mandatory evacuations. Thousands of people spent the night in shelters like this one. Hundreds of thousands of people lost power, and school was canceled for millions of students. We heard from some of you on Facebook and Twitter about that. Hurricane Sandy is even having an impact on the race for the White House. President Obama and Republican presidential nominee Romney both altered or canceled campaign events yesterday. Instead of next week's election, they were focused on this storm and the people in its path.
We anticipate that there are going to be a lot of trees down, a lot of water, and are, despite the fact that the power companies are working very closely with their various state officials and local officials to make sure that they are bringing in as many assets as possible and getting those ready in preparation for the storm. The fact is that a lot of these emergency crews are not going to be able to get into position to start restoring power until some of these winds have died down.
We've faced these kind of challenges before, and as we have, it's interesting to see how Americans come together. And this looks like another time when we need to come together all across the country, even here in Ohio, and make sure that we give of our support to the people who need it.